Proclamation number 3646 of 3rd of January, 1946. Earthly and spiritual creations. Everything which presents itself to your gaze, which you see and feel, and countless works of creation which lie beyond your field of vision, which fill the whole universe and bear eternal witness to my love, my strength and my everlasting creative will, came forth from me. All creations are my work, they carry my strength within them, they are constantly sustained by my strength and thus fulfill their purpose according to my will. But they carry something within themselves which does not yet correspond to my will. They harbor the spiritual substance which has changed contrary to my will, which has left the state of perfection in free will and has sunk into a state which is imperfect, thus completely contradicts my order of eternity. And this imperfect spiritual substance was the cause of my creation. My will became active in the same way, only in the opposite direction. What wanted to distance itself from me I try to hold back, I try to guide it towards me again in a roundabout way, respecting free will but supporting it as long as it is in a state of complete ignorance due to its striving away from me. My creation is therefore only a means to an end, and the end is the final return of that which once originated from me in all perfection and became imperfect through its own fault. As long as this creation is visible to your eyes, it is animated by spiritual substances which are completely opposed to me and bound in material form. As soon as this resistance subsides, the form changes more quickly in order to finally release the spiritual completely, even if it has not yet completely given up its resistance. Then, however, spiritual creations are its abode, depending on its state of maturity. And these spiritual creations are so exceedingly versatile and wonderful to look at as soon as the spiritual has already approached me so far that it can look with spiritual eyes. Nevertheless, even then they still serve the spiritual kingdom's higher development, thus purpose and aim cannot be denied to them either. For nothing is without purpose that has emerged from me, because my will to shape is paired with profoundest wisdom, because supremely perfect thoughts flow from me which I let become formed through my will. The spiritual kingdom is the actual world, the earthly world only a faint reflection, a creation of a minimal kind, adapted to the spiritual, which, embedded as a human being, enlivens earthly creations. And yet, earthly creations also completely correspond to their purpose, and they are the most effective means for the reclamation of the spiritual, even though the latter often disregards the means in free will. My work is never imperfect, only it can be too little utilized by the still immature spiritual being. And then even the most effective means fail to achieve their purpose. Once the human being has attained the spiritual maturity that he is already able to see spiritually on earth, then he will also recognize the great love and wisdom which underlies every work of creation. He will recognize me as the creator of everything he sees, and he will reverently bow before the power which gave him life and let him walk through creation to his perfection. Yet the human being's gaze must be spiritually directed if he wants to learn to recognize me, and creation will speak to him in a language which goes to his heart. He will praise and give thanks and eternally glorify the one who let everything come into being. He will recognize me and love me with all his heart, for he has found me in order to never lose me again. Amen.